Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. The novelist and former television producer Kate Wenner remembers the exact moment she decided to write a play about combat veterans with traumatic brain injury. She was filling her dishwasher while watching the news on TV. Here she is speaking to NPR's Daniel Swerdling.
As I watched, there was this particular woman coming back from Iraq. I just remember she had a beautiful face, and her children were brought into the room, and she could not remember their names. And there was the metaphor for me. I mean, here was, in fact, the woman who has lost her memory, but it made me think about how all of us lose our memories when it comes to the consequences of the wars we fight.
Wenner went on to write Make Sure It's Me, which has been produced in Chicago, Colorado, and other communities around the country. After 2 months of related community discussions and events around this state, Make Sure It's Me is premiering in New Hampshire on June 1st at Portsmouth's West End Studio Theater. Leslie Pasternak is the show's director. She's also associate director of Act One. And Leslie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Three of the 10 actors in the production are former military, including retired U.S. Army Sergeant C.R. Marquis. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for being here. Now, Leslie, you also heard Daniel Swerdling's report, apparently, on this play. What made you want to bring it to New Hampshire?
Well, I had been looking for some time for a theater production that would help bridge the divide I was perceiving between civilians and military in the community. So I had my ears open. Upon hearing it, we were really taken by the particular issue about traumatic brain injury, but also it seemed to serve really, really well for this larger idea of engaging civilians and military in our community together to talk about, well, we've been at war for many years now here, over a decade, and it's affecting all of us, but most of us don't even think about it from day to day. So we reached out within 24 hours, I think, of hearing that story and got to Kate Wenner right away, and she was delighted to have someone take a hold of the play and bring it through the full stage of production.
Well, what makes theater the venue for talking about this issue?
Well, it's interesting. Kate is primarily a novelist right now, but she spent 14 years as a producer for ABC's 2020, and she certainly had available to her when she first learned about this the ability to make a television program or a film. But she felt that she had been seeing a lot of things that were too easily turned off. We have a little bit of fatigue about that kind of story. And she said, if I write a play, small groups of people will be able to experience the stories at a time in the live presence of each other and have communication, conversation immediately after. Mm. And so one of the first things I decided was we're not just going to put on a play and after the show is over, people will say, let's go out for a drink and have some dessert. We're going to have a talk back after every single performance and we're going to give people the opportunity to ask questions, give us responses. And so that's what we've been doing. So it's more than just a play. It's really a theater outreach event.
And CR, how did you get pulled into this?
I was doing a play in Portsmouth, and a friend of mine who I was working with brought Make Sure It's Me to my attention. They were looking for somebody to play a part of a soldier in the 30s, and I didn't want to do it, and she's like, you're an idiot. So I showed up, and I read the script, and it was a great script. It was honest, and it was raw, and I couldn't turn it down.
What was your hesitation initially?
Well, there's a part of you that doesn't really want to kind of go there. You know, not having read the script, you just think that, okay, well, somebody's got an axe to grind somewhere, and there is no chip on anyone's shoulder anywhere in this script. Mm. And I've been sent scripts before for other projects where it's just they want to paint these military members as psychopaths or as just, you know, sociopaths or whatever. And that's not what was going on here.
Tell us a little bit about your experience in Iraq. You were injured.
That's right, yeah.
Hit by sniper fire, was it?
This is correct.
Yeah.
I deployed to Iraq the first time with the 1st Armored Division. I was an infantry soldier in the 136 Infantry Battalion. And we went to Baghdad in 2003. Redeployed back to Germany in 2004. And then we deployed a second time to Iraq in this little place called Hit, right off the Euphrates River. I was a squad leader at the time. And on my 6th wedding anniversary, I was leading a patrol to find a print shop that was producing propaganda for the terrorist. And on the way, all of a sudden, I just felt my pelvis slam back hard. And I started walking. Very, very funny. And what I'm describing to you takes place in nanoseconds.
Yeah.
But it feels like an eternity because the adrenaline slows the time down. And I was like, what's wrong with me? And then I felt warm just flow down the back of my leg. And then I felt the bullet break the sound barrier. And I knew I'd been hit.
Oh, my goodness.
I fell face down onto the ground. And I remember Jared Short came up behind me, and he just kind of grabbed my collar of my IBA, which is your bulletproof vest, and he started dragging me to the side of the road. I'm looking at the dirt that I'm being dragged in, and I can't feel my legs at this point just because of the shock to my body. And so I was thinking that I was paralyzed. And they're dragging me along, and desert sand is very funny because it's like powder. It's like baby powder, and it repels water. It's like it's refusing the moisture, and it's refusing the moisture of my blood. So it's like pooling, it's skinning. They patch me up, they stop the bleeding. They got me out of there within 5 minutes. I mean, it's very, very fortunate.
There is a segment in the play, it's about the sand in Iraq. Let's actually play a little bit. Now, this is actually from a rehearsal recorded, I believe, Leslie, in your kitchen.
Yes, indeed.
So this is for the play Make Sure It's Me, and we'll hear just a little excerpt from the play.
Sand. 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 Sand.
Our tents were pitched on the border between Kuwait and Iraq. 3rd Infantry Division, the Spearhead Force, Operation Iraqi Freedom.
I was a medic, Navy corpsman, assigned to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force.
I was 3rd Infantry, 2nd Brigade.
We waited.
In the sand. Hot days, cold nights.
In the sand, in the wind.
Playing video games to pass the time.
Grand Theft Auto, Doom. Wolfenstein 3D.
Mortal Kombat.
Video games 24/7 to keep us amped.
Sand in your mouth. In your boots.
Sand in your hair.
That was a clip from a rehearsal of Make Sure It's Me, which is being presented by Act One in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the beginning of June. With me is Leslie Pasternak. She's the director of the play, and C.R. Marquis. He is one of the actors. He's also a combat vet who just told us a powerful story about sand and this fine, fine detail of this experience. And Leslie, I'm wondering, you know, what's it like for you directing combat veterans in this play that, you know, you haven't been there, you haven't seen the sand blow in everywhere?
Yeah, exactly. I can't emphasize enough how CR has been a huge part of this project. I knew that it would be of benefit to have veterans involved, and I knew that it would be a process to gain trust. What I didn't expect was that this gentleman and I would get along so well that he'd show up at the second meeting with a stack of notes. He had gone over the script in detail and has been very, very useful over the intervening months. But CR has also been part of our team as we've been going around the state in March and April doing our library presentations. And certainly having his perspective has been invaluable in terms of getting those accurate details right, helping our actors, the other actors who are civilians, to get insight, but also always to bring us back. It's fun to rehearse, and CR has as much fun as anyone else, I think.
I love it.
Every once in a while, when he will tell us something like this, one of these details, it brings us back to our mission here, which really is to use theater to try and bring this issue, which has been very much in the news. A lot of people now, fortunately, are hearing about traumatic brain injury. They're starting to be a little more informed. But we had one veteran, an Iraq War veteran, who attended the Manchester presentation, library presentation that we did, who said to us, "The doctors have been giving me pamphlets, and they have been trying to explain to me my brain injury and how it changes my behavior. It was after watching you folks act out a scene that I suddenly understood what I'm putting my family through and why I'm having difficulty."
We'll be back with Leslie Pasternak and Sierra Marquis. They are both part of the production of Make Sure It's Me, a play that's premiering in New Hampshire on June the 1st at Portsmouth's West End Theater. We'll be right back. Stay with us for more Word of Mouth. Welcome back to Word of Mouth. I'm speaking with Leslie Pasternak. She's director of Act One's production of Make Sure It's Me. That's a play about combat veterans suffering from traumatic brain injury, or TBI. Also with me is C.R. Marquis. He's retired U.S. Army sergeant. He's a member of the cast. Make Sure It's Me is making its New Hampshire premiere on June the 1st at Portsmouth's West End Studio Theater. C.R., we've had a number of conversations about TBI on this program and how difficult it is to diagnose and how expensive it is to treat. Adding to that, there is a stigma about coming forward and asking for help and getting a diagnosis in the first place. Are there people that you know that have TBIs that probably haven't even been diagnosed?
I have friends that have TBI, PTSD, combinations. Not to the level that's demonstrated in the script, thankfully. I find this to be very fortunate. One of the problems is that it's a mental illness, and so you have to convince the person that they've got a problem. That can be hard because you make your money as a soldier on, you know, being self-reliant and knowing that you're competent and trusting your friends, and you, whether it's by luck or by skill, I think it's luck. You overcome some great odds, and then you have this false sense of confidence, and so you don't necessarily want to reach out. You've got that wall. I've got a friend down in Florida. I won't say his name, but I know that he has both PTSD and he has traumatic brain injury. When he first went to see a doctor in Germany about the problems he was having with his memory and things, he asked the doctor what he thought was wrong with him. And the doctor says, "I don't know." He says, "Well, what do you think I can do to get help?" He said, "Go see a shaman."
No.
Yeah. Which is the wrong thing to say to this guy because that gave him fuel for days. And so, but he's down in Florida now and he takes notes and he's a smart guy, but I mean, he's limited by this TBI. And he's got to, he's had to readjust.
Mm. Let's hear more from the play. This is from a rehearsal of Act One's upcoming production of Make Sure It's Me.
I went to my CO because I was getting scared I was going to do something stupid. Get hurt. Worse, get somebody else hurt. CO flash blast me in front of the whole company, saying I'm making up to stay on base. After that, everyone's calling me wuss. Me. We used to be the go-to soldier.
One afternoon, our internet was running slow. I don't know what happened. I lost it. I started kicking everything, even our little mascot dog. I would have killed the little dog if my guys hadn't made me stop.
I got so depressed. I'd go out, wouldn't even load my weapon. They don't give the death money for a suicide, but I figured I got killed in the line of duty. At least I'd be worth something to my wife.
Now, Leslie, do you know if Kate Winter actually got these statements from soldiers or from returning combat veterans?
Yes, almost everything that is included in the dialogue of the play is composite from interviews that she did for 9 months at at least two different locations around the United States, where she was talking to veterans, their loved ones, and caregivers, and really stitching together their own words. So particularly in these sequences that are the flashbacks on stuff, she is sharing actual turns of phrase and language and heartfelt sentiments. And where you ended that clip right there is for me one of the most devastating moments in the play. The idea of choosing to put yourself in the line of fire in order to have your life and death have some meaning for your family back home. Because, of course, let's remember another element of the quandary these veterans find themselves in is that this was not a draft. We have an all-volunteer army, I should say armed forces, mm-hmm. inclusive of all the branches. Less than 1% of our population is in the military, and an even smaller piece of a percentage is actually going into combat. And so most of us don't know anyone who does. And often the attitude is, well, they knew what they were in for. They signed up. And yet we know that there are all kinds of things that can filter someone into making that choice. And for some people, like that character there, he tells you later in the play, I joined up because my wife was pregnant and I needed to do this financially. And so to have that kind of agonizing pressure that you must put yourself again and again in the line of fire, even when you know something is wrong, because that paycheck needs to go home, just devastating.
I'm wondering for you, CR, we're speaking to you just before Memorial Day weekend, and you know people are going to be celebrating their loved and lost and those who have served in the armed forces. I also read that tens of thousands of people are suffering from TBI and slipping through the cracks. And I wonder, you know, do people feel forgotten?
I think so. I think that it becomes very easy to fall into a rut where you just exist with problems, and with post-traumatic stress disorder, it becomes very easy to throw your hands in the air and say, well, I can't get in to see the VA, so I'm just going to give up trying. I think that the American public, mostly because of what the Vietnam veterans have gone through, I think there's far less of that. I think that this generation of American is more grateful. I'm happy about that. I wouldn't want to have to go back 30, 40 years and serve then. So I don't think that the American public forget. I think the bureaucracy forgets. And I think that the American political machine doesn't care.
Well, that's quite an indictment.
It's the truth.
How about your role in helping people remember, putting this front and center in people's lives now, doing this play?
Well, that's kind of fun, because I am playing. I am doing what I love to do. Leslie has given me an outlet, and this has actually been pretty therapeutic. And the biggest help for me is when the veterans come up afterwards and they're like, you got it right. That makes me feel really good.
I want to thank you for your service and for joining us today.
Thank you.
C.R. Markey, he is a retired U.S. Army sergeant. He is also one of the cast members of Make Sure It's Me. And Leslie Pasternak is director of Kate Wenner's play, Make Sure It's Me, making its New Hampshire debut on June the 1st at Portsmouth West End Theater. Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, the performance is free for Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans and their families. You can find out more about the production and more about TBI and how you can reserve tickets for Make Sure It's Me. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us for Word of Mouth today. Of course, if you'd like to comment on anything that you heard today, or would like to share segments with a friend, you can go to our Facebook page or go to our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, we do wish you a wonderful kickoff to the summer season, and perhaps, hopefully, some time to remember and reflect on the service of those men and women who have sacrificed so much and fought so bravely for our country.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby, Zach Nugent,
and Bill Barry.
And senior producer Rebecca Lavoie.
With plenty of help from our awesome intern,
Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program
are those of the individuals,
and not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast
and listen to past shows, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Follow us on Twitter.
And check out a playlist of music from the program
on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.